When the Justice Department's bill of particulars against Weinberg was filed, it made no mention of Oppenheimer. But after Dwight Eisenhower's election to the presidency in early November, a harsher attitude toward security cases was instituted. A Justice Department official called Joe Volpe on November 18, 1952, and said, "Oppie will have to be brought into it." The San Francisco Chronicle, among other newspapers, picked up on wire service reports. Government prosecutors said today that Dr. Joseph Weinberg attended a Communist Party meeting in Berkeley, California, in a residence believed to have been occupied by J. Robert Oppenheimer. The very next day, Oppenheimer was served a subpoena by Weinberg's attorney to appear in court as a defense witness. Oppie let Ruth Tolman know how upset he was, and she wrote him back, "Such a miserable business, Robert. I know how worrisome the prospect must be." Marx and Volpe understood that anything could happen in a trial where it was one person's word against another's. If Weinberg was convicted of perjury, that would pave the way for an indictment of Oppenheimer himself. So, once again, Marx and Volpe scrambled to get Oppenheimer removed from the case. In a meeting with prosecutors, they argued that it seemed a terrible thing to subject Oppenheimer to the embarrassment and grief, and expressed the hope that a way could be found to avoid doing this to a man who has been so important to his country. There would be no better way for Joe Stalin to play his game than to create suspicion about people like Oppenheimer.